You're listening to the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. And indeed, small business and entrepreneurship are what my next team of guests are all about. I am here with the designers of my designers, developers, and my beautiful, beautiful new website, which I am so proud about. Shameless plug. Get on my website, shalomkline.com, to see that beautiful website. Actually, I'll call it a great website for the purposes of this conversation. And you can actually download the podcast of the show. But I have the team of What a Great Website here joining me here in studio. Ricky, Steve, and Iris, thank you so much for joining me.
Shalom, thank you so much for inviting us. We're thrilled to be here.
Absolutely, and great job on the website. I get so many compliments on it all the time.
We love hearing that.
We absolutely love hearing that.
That's fantastic. So, and I've recommended you guys to everybody that I talk to, and we'll certainly be sure to share a website as we move on further in the program. But let's start with the people over here. So we've got three of you, so I want to make sure that I properly introduce everybody over here. Iris, you're the first person that talked. So Iris, tell me briefly name and tell me a little bit about your role in What a Great Website.
Okay. I am Iris Merrick, and I have been designing for decades, first in print. I actually knew Lou many years ago. and now both print and digital, online, so that our clients have the same look, online and offline.
So, Iris, you are the design component of What a Great Website.
I am.
Fantastic. Steve, tell me your role.
I build the websites.
Fantastic. Steve Stern.
Steve Stern, and Iris designs them. Ricky will talk about writing them, and then I sit there and I actually make it do something. And then we sort of all get together.
And it's nice that the team let you out for a little bit of sunshine.
That's
and,
right.
Because ordinarily you're busy coding, or at least that's what people think of programmers. But I know you're a very social person.
I just want to say, I always refer to Steve as our tech guru. If there is something that
that's
needs
a nicer
to be
term.
Done, he can figure out how to do it.
And Ricky, you're the last person over here, but tell me your role.
I am the tail end.
Ricky Gold.
I'm Ricky Gold, and I'm the content creator. So I deal with the language. My concern is making sure we have the right words on the website so that people understand what you do and why they should work with you.
And I don't mean to only promote my website over here, or maybe I do, but that's my job.
You mean
anyway.
ShalomKline.com?
That's right, ShalomKline.com. But really, having the three of you here in studio and talking about each of your roles in the process, I think explains a lot to entrepreneurs. There's a lot of competitors out there for you guys. Let's just be very clear. There's a lot of people that can do a website. Your approach is, I think, very, very unique. The slow, methodical approach of taking it bit by bit, working on the content, making sure that it's designed and it looks beautiful, making sure it works and has all the functionality. So tell me, walk me through the history of the company.
Okay, I'll start. The three of us met through a networking organization for more or less creative people. It no longer exists, but we do. We all have solopreneur businesses and worked together for about 3 or 4 years doing websites as individuals. And 3 years ago, we decided to form our company so that we always work as a team. We have a similar work ethic, which means pretty much day and night.
Well, you and Lou Saltzman, who was on earlier, both don't sleep. So that helps the business community. So, Rick, you guys have identified a need. Not only you work well together, which helps your clients, your customers, mm-hmm. but also you've found your process works well. So, tell me a little bit about why this system of having the three of you helps clients that are out there.
Right. Well, first of all, the three of us all have a marketing, design, creativity, sensibility, whatever you want to call it, that we all build. We believe in building a site from a marketing perspective. This isn't just a website. It's probably your most expensive marketing tool. And so we want to make sure that it does what you want it to do. And we think similarly as far as how marketing should be presented. And so it's a very nice synergy when we build a site. So we each have our role, but we have no problem arguing with one another if we don't agree. We don't agree on everything. We agree on the big picture.
What about strange requests? When a customer comes to you and says, I want my website to do something and you completely disagree, will you share your perspective and give the advice? And I guess, frankly, are you able to do what customers want?
It depends. Of course, everybody in business has had to deal with this, but we've had some things that we knew were wrong. So if a client wants us to do something and we know it's not going to be what they want their website to accomplish, we won't do it.
Got it. But you'll communicate that and you'll
absolutely
share.
Absolutely.
I've got to squeeze in a very, very quick break over here. But coming up, we're going to talk about the latest and greatest trends in websites. What makes, again, I'm talking to the team of What a Great Website. We're going to talk about what makes a great website. So that's coming up right after this very quick break. But again, shameless plug, you want to see their work, check out my website, shalomkline.com. There, I'll also make sure there's a link to What a Great Website. So we're going to be right back. Very, very quick break on Get Down to Business. So great websites are not just for big companies. Even small businesses can come up with a website that works well for them. And in 2018, that's more important than ever. Once again, joined here in studio, Ricky Gold, Steve Stern, and Iris Merrick for the team behind What a Great Website. I wish our listeners, it's radio, so they can't see what's going on over here, but it's fantastic. We're having a great, robust conversation. Really, this is marketing week. We had Lou Saltzman on the program earlier, so great continuation of the conversation. So my question to the three of you is, what makes a website great?
What makes a website great is that it's usable. You have certain expectations and goals when you come to us and say, I want a website. The first question we may ask you is, what do you want the website to do for you? The second question is, what do you want it to do for the people who come to your website? So that the sort of kind of heads towards when we were talking about trends earlier. The latest trends are really great, and you can say it makes you look, as the website owner, very trendy. But if it's so trendy that it's uncomfortable for people to have to look at your website and say, where's that menu? Where do I find out how to contact you? That doesn't work so well. So we try to sit just right behind the trend and provide a website that gets your message across, that makes you look good, that serves the people who are coming to your website.
So we talked earlier in the program, we talked about print, and we discussed how important our print is and how it's still relevant even now in 2018. Mm-hmm. I'm going to flip that conversation now over here. And why is a website any different than basically an uploaded brochure?
We used to talk about above the fold. It's a print, it's a newspaper session, discussion item. It has to be above the fold because it's going to be at the top. That's not so much anymore. You do have to have some stuff near the top of the site to catch people's eye. But one of the things we thought when people started using their phones primarily would be that the top of the page would be all that it is. But what we found is, and what the metrics show, is people are willing to scroll an awful lot. When you do it with a mouse, it seems like it's effort. But when you're just flipping your thumb, people will scroll way down on your site. So that's different than print. And the other thing, and Iris could talk about this, we often have discussions about this, is when you design for print, things stay in the same place. When you're on a website, things move around all the time.
Sure.
Not only do things move around all the time, but colors are not consistent.
Sure.
Depending on how somebody has their monitor set up or what kind of monitor. A couple of the things that I love about websites versus print, you can do multimedia things. You can have podcasts on your site. You can have video on your site. You can change your site very, very easily. Nothing is written in stone. You don't have to go back on press and pay hundreds and hundreds of dollars to change your phone number.
So the ideal marketing strategy really incorporates both the print as well as the web. I know we're all on the same page about that, but let me go to Ricky for a moment, and let's talk about when somebody searches a term on Google. These days, that's what people are doing. Whenever I'm thinking of something that I don't know the answer to, I Google it, and often the result will be a website. Tell me a little bit about that content discussion and how the search engine optimization conversation, which is so important and so relevant in 2018, plays a factor into how you create your websites.
Right. So one of the first things that we do is talk to the client about what they think their search terms are. In other words, what do you think someone would type into Google if they were looking for your services? So we start with that as a base, but then we research and do what's called search engine optimization, or SEO, to really determine what words people are using. So there are a variety of different tools and platforms that you can use for SEO, and we figure out what words should be on that website. So before any content is written, we generally know the keywords that we have to include. And again, because the internet changes so quickly, we need to stay on top of all of the latest changes that Google makes to make sure that site is still, rising to the top.
So these are all things that you, Steve, and Iris are all looking at, and we just talked a little bit about trends, but keeping track of what's going on in the web development world. And I'm curious why somebody would want to work with your team as opposed to just finding a company online. Same question that we talked about print, but why that relationship is important and how your experience matters and is a factor for a small business owner that's trying to start a website.
Right. Well, you want somebody who knows what they're doing, obviously. You want a team that communicates well with you. We find that we have a lot of clients who don't understand how websites work. And so they look to us to explain why things should be a certain way, why we should use certain colors, why navigation should be a certain way. And they need to understand how their website works, because for the most part, people are going to be maintaining that website once we've built it for them. And so we want to make sure they understand what they're getting and how to use this tool.
So you know what words came out of my mouth when after the website was finished? I said, what a great website. That's what I said. What a great website. And it is indeed a great website. And I want to make sure our listeners can get their own great website. Tell us how people can learn more.
They can go to our website. We just happen to have one.
Wow.
And it's whatagreatwebsite.net or WAGW.net.
Ah, that's nice. Creative. Whatagreatwebsite.net. Thank you so much, Iris, Ricky, and Steve, for joining us. We're going to be right back and get down to business. But appreciate you joining us, and I hope our listeners will contact you to learn more.